Changes to Wellington City Council housing policy could slash rents for half the council's tenants, but may leave other marginally better off tenants picking up the tab. The proposed changes have also renewed calls for the government to extend its social housing rent subsidy to council tenants. Our housing reporter Eva Corlett with this story.
Right. My neighbours have got two little boys.
This is Sally, a council tenant of 5 years. There are lots of different groups in this central Wellington apartment block. Families, refugees, elderly and people with complex health needs. Her one-bedroom unit is warm and cosy on this icy day.
Now, you like strong tea?
We sit down with a cup of tea and share a plate of lemon delicious biscuits. Sally is 66 and has a disability. She lives solely off her pension and the accommodation supplement, about $519 a week. $240 of that goes to rent. But if the council adopts its new rent setting scheme, that could jump up by $30 to $50 a week. She says it's taking money from the poor to pay the poor.
People are trying to survive on an economy that has nothing to do with the cost of living. It must be brought into alignment with some sort of reality sometime.
Currently, rent is calculated as 70% of market rent. This method has been criticised. While rent rises each year, benefits and incomes don't. The council's draft plan proposes to change that to make rent income tested. That will mean those on the lowest income bands will pay roughly 60% of the market rate, a win for just over half the tenants. But those on different bands and who may be only marginally better off could pay a lot more. Sally says she and others are scared for their future.
When I was on a benefit, I went and got free food, but I'm 66 now. You know, I can't walk a very long way. I don't think after working a lifetime, I should have to sort of walk or get the bus to try and get free food. And, you know, I would feel resentful.
Sally says council and government need to work together to find the money, not rely on those already struggling to foot the bill. Tenants also want the government to extend its income-related rent subsidy to council tenants. That's where the government makes up the difference between what a tenant can pay for in rent based on their income and the market rent. Kāinga Ora housing tenants can access the subsidy, but council tenants can't. Kelly, another city housing tenant, is petitioning the housing minister, Megan Woods, to extend it.
There shouldn't be one set of rules for Housing New Zealand and another for city housing. I think back in 2018, council did go to central government and say, hey, can we please have the income-related rent subsidy? They came back and said, no, not this term.
Wellington City Councillor and housing spokesperson Fleur Fitzsimons says no councillor wants to see rents rise.
Many of us want to make sure that Wellington still has housing for low-income people into the future. This proposal, if adopted, may mean some rent increases for some tenants. But look, no decisions have been made at this stage. The purpose really is to take a fairer approach to set rents based on the actual income of tenants rather than a one-size-fits-all approach to rent setting.
Ms Fitzsimons also wants the government to come to the table with its rent subsidy. And she says another issue lies with the council including the accommodation supplement as income.
The accommodation supplement is there to assist with accommodation costs, so it should really get factored in after rents are set. It's circular reasoning to include it in the formula for calculating rents in the first place. I won't be supporting that approach. It's very unlikely the council will adopt that approach, I think.
Consultation on the policy ended this week. Ms Fitzsimons says the council should make a decision on the changes in August. In a statement, the Associate Minister of Housing, Chris Farfoy, says in considering a council's eligibility for the subsidy, it is mindful of the finite pool of funding and focusing on bringing in new housing supply. Mō te hōtaka o te atene, ko Eva Corlett, tēnei.